It is a town gov question. Can you discuss the relationship between the city of Ann Arbor and the university, and your thoughts on it?
So Tom John actually had this question asked me at the door yesterday. It is, so we look at the university and we look at Ann Arbor. They have two different goals, two different agendas. Their education, we are supporting our communities, our infrastructure, our safety. So but what we could do is use some of those brilliant minds to our advantage. So using the university to work on our roads, how we can better repair and treat them, how we can handle traffic calming, pedestrian, bicycle safety. Also, a great thing that you would probably love to do is public arts. So using them for some of our public arts that we may have questions about or need help with. So in that regards, we have a new president at U of M. We'll have a new mayor this year. So building that relationship now and continuing that relationship. So that's my answer for
Thank you.
As a public university, the university has autonomy to basically do whatever they want. So basically the question here is, how do we cooperate? And it has been pointed out several times, at staff level, the university staff and the city staff collaborate all the time. But what we are talking about here is at that policy level. I think with new administrations coming in both at the university level and at the city, I think we really need to work this out, because the city a lot of times feels that they are blindsided. Something comes up, the regents make the decision, and then we get to know about it. So there's no public input. Yes, we can influence who are elected as regents, but we also have to make sure that at the top level, the mayor and the university president and the regents have to get that working relationship going, where it's not a zero-sum game, it's a win-win situation.